This is a rehearsal of the Asheville Choral Society, and Melody Galloway is bothered by what she sees every time she takes the podium.
We are very, very white. You know, we have a few people of color, but we're heavily Caucasian.
This is Galloway's eighth season as the artistic director, and she and the choir's board are taking strides to diversify the choir in its music, its participation, and its audiences. The first step was a strategic planning retreat focusing on diversity. Coming out of that is the second step, the choir's upcoming program centered on African American spirituals.
Part of doing this concert was a very intentional effort to not just say we want to be more diverse and more inclusive, but is to take action on that.
Addressing racial disparities and inequities in Western North Carolina isn't new for organizations inside or outside the arts, but Galloway is sensitive to the notion of tokenism. During the Choral Society's retreat, Galloway said she and the board learned about some of the barriers keeping people of color from their choir and audience. She pointed to one of those barriers as First Baptist Church in downtown Asheville, where the choir rehearses every Monday night.
Largely, it's been a traditional white church, not historically been very diverse. And so we're actually actively looking for other spaces, maybe not for regular rehearsal, but, you know, how could we partner with historically black entities to create a space that is more inclusive?
Then there's the musical programming. At this rehearsal of more than 100 singers, only a few were visibly people of color. Galloway has done what she can to teach these white vocalists to sing African American spirituals and other music composed and traditionally sung by black people.
F is the first part of the diphthong, right? Place, right? We don't want to get, like, country music on it right there, because that's what'll happen.
I was instructing the 120 voice choir, most of whom are white, to move just side to side, right? Well, it was almost a disaster. It's like, oh, okay, y'all, whatever we're doing, we need to do it with as much authenticity as we can find. Part of my job as a conductor is to also be an educator, teaching the chorus about not only the meanings of the songs, but the way to produce the sound that you want.
Moretta Cameron lives in Weaverville and chairs the computer science department at UNC Asheville. She grew up singing in her father's church and is one of the few people of color in this choir. She recalls living in Birmingham, Alabama, and saying she once turned down a request to sing spirituals with a largely white choir.
For me, it's a celebration to the Almighty. The Almighty doesn't care what this is. I trust my colleague, Melody. She and I have been colleagues together. I trust that her intent is not to ridicule, but to educate. And intent means a lot.
Galloway wants to steer future programs to Latinx, Asian, and Ukrainian music, with the hopes that those communities first come out to listen to the choir and then audition to sing.
I think the future is very bright for the Asheville Choral Society to become what we truly want to become, and that is a diverse organization that sings diverse music.
The Asheville Choral Society presents music and poetry by African American artists October 12th at Central United Methodist Church in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.